This is the VOA Special English Education Report. About one-fifth of Americans age 6 to 19 are considered overweight. To reduce those numbers, some schools are teaching children to make better food choices.
So I can have spinach and what? Who can give me one combination? Spinach and Diego.
Eggplant.
Spinach and eggplant. So here's my first combination, right?
Hannah Chin is teaching the 8 and 9-year-olds in this math class in Washington how to make sets.
So we just incorporated food into different types of combinations. Like with the pizza, we had two types of toppings that the kids can provide and figuring out the different combinations using those toppings.
The E.W. Stokes Public Charter School has started to include food topics in its third grade math and English teaching. The school formed a partnership with Seedling Projects, an environmental group in San Francisco, California. Peter Nally is a curriculum director for the program called Farm to Desk. He says they are doing this in part to address the issue of childhood obesity.
One of the main components of our program is our belief that if kids are exposed to positive and healthy messaging about food throughout the instructional day, that has the most potential to impact long-term change.
School chef Makisha Day says the school buys most of its food from local farms, but the students grow some themselves.
They're replanting everything now so that we'll be using fresh herbs, fresh vegetables straight from our garden. So the children, they love it.
Teacher Hannah Chen agrees.
We have a salad bar at the school, and now they're just, the kids love the salad bar, and they love the fruits and vegetables, so I think it's making a big difference in their life.
She says the third graders have also learned to read the sugar and fat content listed on food packages. She says the E.W. Stokes Public Charter School in Washington plans to expand the Farm to Desk program to other grades next year. Charter schools get public money, but do not have to follow the same rules as traditional public schools. Many charter schools have specialized areas of study, like Environmental Charter High School near Los Angeles. Students learn the importance of protecting the environment. Rigo Estrada says he used to be the kind of person who threw trash on the street.
But now that I've seen firsthand videos, I've done beach cleanups, I've helped develop like water catchment systems, I've taught elementary schools like the importance of water conservation. I know the importance of green and that it actually is a really serious topic.
Students also learn how to prepare a business plan that they can use to help pay for college. They learn from teachers and outside experts like Nancy Gale. She owns an environmentally friendly business that makes handbags.
The idea behind the program is that if these kids see what they can do together and what they accomplish, that they recognize that their skills extend into the same real world as kids that go to successful private schools.
And that's the VOA Special English Education Report, available online at voaspecialenglish.com and on the VOA Learning English page on Facebook. I'm Steve Ember.